Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah, the sizzle of McDonald's sausage. It's enough to make you crave your favorite breakfasts. Enough to head over to McDonald's. Enough to make you really wish this commercial were scratch and sniff.
And if you're a sausage person, now get two satisfyingly savory sausage McGriddles, sausage biscuits, or sausage burritos for just $3.33. Or mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, the founder of The Complete Herbal Guide. And today we have a wonderful guest I want to introduce to you. And this is Arielle Spring. After experiencing multiple traumas as a teen and beyond, including sexual assault, domestic violence, and becoming homeless, Arielle took it upon herself one day. She looked in the mirror and she got on her knees and she concluded that as low as she could allow herself to go, this was it. She wasn't going to go any lower. She began her journey to accomplish her goals and her dreams in life. And through hard work and dedication, she discovered her true self. She is a certified professional life coach and health coach, and Arielle has just recently launched her new book, When Birds Sing, My Journey from Trauma to Triumph. We are so honored to have you on the show. Why don't you tell people a little about yourself and about what you do?
Well, it's an honor to be here today with you, Stacey. Thank you for having me. So you gave a wonderful introduction about myself. I would describe myself as a living example of a phoenix rising. I began my life in an idyllic setting surrounded by loving parents and a sibling, and was doing very well studying classical piano. And then I experienced some sexual assaults when I was just 16.
Wow.
And I didn't tell anyone, like so many women.
Exactly.
And I was so young and naive that, you know, I didn't really know how to handle it. And then I had another trauma where my piano teacher just up and died. So he was a big mentor.
Yeah.
And those assaults, I took on the responsibility of them like so many victims do.
Right.
That sent me on a 2-decade downward spiral because it was untreated PTSD that we now can understand. But back then, you know, they really didn't understand PTSD whatsoever.
Right. And so tell people a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder, what it is, and how some of the signs that people could look for. Because some people, you know, they have it. They don't even realize that they have it, you know. And, you know, what are some of the things that people notice changes in their behavior? What are some things that people could look out for?
Yes, that's a really great question. Nightmares, rumination, which is your mind looping over and over the event and you can't stop thinking about it. Anxiety was a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I developed a ton of anxiety. Isolation, it can get to the point where you're isolating. Some victims probably can even develop agoraphobia where they can't go out of the house. Definitely social anxiety, that you become fearful and untrusting of everyone and every social situation. And so those are some of the signs, the warning signs. Also, you can find yourself self-medicating through drugs and alcohol. My big self-medicating tool was people. I actually got involved in a lot of relationships to soothe the pain, unbeknownst to me, of the PTSD.
Now,
And of course, that exacerbated it.
Now, did you find yourself going into healthy relationships? Because a lot of people I find when they go through traumatic events in their life, unconsciously, they find themselves in a relationship that is also that has dysfunctionalism and has issues that are not healthy for that individual. So, were you going into healthy relationships, or were you finding yourself going into really bad relationships?
The latter. And that is described in detail in my book, When Birds Sing. Yes, Stacy, I went into a two-decade downward trajectory of bad relationships, from bad to worse. Even in my early 20s or late 20s, I got involved and married someone who I got abused by emotionally, physically, and spiritually for 4 years. And
No, go
even
ahead.
though I, so that exacerbated my already bad PTSD and just catapulted me, but I was able to get the courage to leave
That's great that you had the
the
strength to leave,
strength.
because so many women are afraid to leave because they get codependent, they lose self-esteem, they fear change, and they don't think they can do it on their own. And they stay in the relationship and they continue to get abused by that individual, and their PTSD and their emotions, their life is just slowly eating away at them, and they fall into depression. And I'm sure you probably fell into depression at some point. And it's just a it's like you're digging yourself into this destructive hole, in a sense.
That's very well put, Stacy. I actually developed a paranoia where I thought he was poisoning my food. And this catapulted me into realizing that I was becoming very ill. When I saw that mental aspect of it, that somehow jolted me. Even though I was getting hit and verbally abused and emotionally abused, it was that moment of paranoia where I was like, oh, I've got to get out of here. I'm going crazy. That actually allowed me to then put my safety plan in place and execute it
Now, how
all
did you
on my own without family or.
get the strength to actually leave? Because you were at that point where you were in that hole. You were, your life was pretty much you just you had probably the low self-esteem, you were going through the paranoia, you were going through all these negative emotions. How did you get that that strength to say, I had enough, I'm gonna leave, I'm gonna take a chance, I'm gonna do that change, because many people don't, because they're afraid. How did you get that strength to do it?
I was able to keep a really good job at the time, and I worked with an individual who was mentoring me on the side. I had confided in he and his wife about my situation, and it was through that networking with healthy people that allowed me to get the strength. Without that person, I don't know.
So, let's
It
make
just
that a
took
big
one
point.
person.
It only takes one person to help you, and it could change your whole life. And so I think we need to stress how important it is to reach out. People are afraid to reach out, but don't be embarrassed, right? You change your life, don't you think?
What had happened was I had a very bad facial injury, and I wasn't able to go to work from the abuser. And this intern I worked at a hospital came to my apartment, and my ex answered the door and he said, "You bring Ariel here now. I'm not leaving until I see her."
Oh, that's wonderful.
And from that moment on, I started meeting with him. He would have me over for dinner. And I gained more and more strength to call the police when I would be assaulted by him.
Right.
Which started sending him a message that I was gaining strength. And then one day I called him at work and I said, "When you come home, I won't be here anymore. I'm leaving you," and hung up the phone.
That's wonderful.
I already had my apartment and I left with only garbage bags, Stacy. I didn't even have suitcases. I left Wow. all the furniture that was mine and I walked out. And I want women to realize that nothing's more important than you, not your clothes, not your belongings. And sometimes you just have to leave with yourself.
Right. And that's a very important message that, you know, sometimes you have to just put the past behind you. Don't worry. Just focus on now and focus on what's best for you.
Okay, now I have one important question for you. Now, people that have families and they have children, a lot of people feel locked into the relationship because even though it's abusive, they have their children and they're afraid to leave because financially they don't know if they can do it, or they feel that the children might suffer if they're broken from this family, even though it's dysfunctional and the children are seeing things that are bad. And a lot of people don't realize, but when they see bad behavior, even though they know it's bad, a lot of people children will carry those behaviors in their lives and the cycle will continue. So sometimes it's actually better, or I should say most of the time, it's better to leave the relationship and to teach the child that you should not, abusive behavior is a bad thing and you should not do that to other people, so the child doesn't repeat that behavior in their lives. Now, for a woman who has children and is afraid to leave because she has children, she's not sure financially if she can do it, or she's afraid how the children will react if the household is broken. What do you have to say to that? Like, what should a person do in that situation?
I have a pretty stern message for that, Stacy, in that every day that you stay in the abusive relationship, you are injuring your children more. And you're also showing them that you tolerate this type of behavior being done to you. So that doesn't allow the child to respect you. It actually creates them to be codependent, to take care of you, because they see you can't take care of yourself. It's really an injurious process to do as a mother to your child. The delusion is that, oh, I'll break up the home. I can't afford to leave. You can't afford to stay, is my message.
I think that's a great answer. And what should be the next step? Should they reach out to an organization? How can they get help? Because I'm sure there's financial resources out there to help people who are in a domestic relationship that's abusive.
There are, and I actually will put more of those resources on my website, arielspring.net. I'm glad you brought this up today, Stacy, so that I can list those resources for women with children on my website. Yes, reach out to an organization. If you have a family member you trust, just to temporarily get out of the home, that's always a good solution. When, like they say, when there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, yes. And that's so true. I agree completely with you.
And just remember, ladies, you're stronger than you think you are.
Yes.
Never give up. You can do it.
That's...
You can take those kids out of this abusive situation and their lives will be forever changed when you do that.
For you. Now, I know that you're very big into self-love and you talk about self-love a lot. Now, explain to people why self-love is so important and why it was such a big factor in your life.
Yeah, self-love, I feel, is very associated with, for me, spiritually, because I feel like I was given the gift by God to acquire self-love. How I look at it is an ability to gain a look, step outside yourself and look at yourself.
Right.
This is called awareness or gaining consciousness. Mm-hmm. And once I was able to do that, I was able to start loving myself piece by piece.
Right. So you got out of that denial stage. You were actually accepted that this is going on. And you finally got to the point where I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to make a change.
You become, and I think this is important to stress, you know, you become as sick as the person who is hurting you.
Right.
In a different way, in yes. that you become delusional and you focus on, well, if they would just do this, and you don't see yourself anymore, you really just focused on the other person.
Yeah.
And this ability to look at yourself helps you look at yourself and see the reality of your own life.
Right.
And what you have let it become. And that's how I believe that self-care is formed, through this self-love. Self-care acts spring forth from self-love. And as you go further, you get more and more creative with your self-care acts.
Now, I found, like, for a lot of people that I've spoken with, you know, they were put down a lot by the person that they were with. And they were like, you're nothing. You're never going to amount to anything. You need me, blah, 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 blah. And then after a while, after hearing it so many times, they believed it. And, you know, and then they kind of put themselves, they think they're worthless because they're actually believing what the other person is telling them. Now, did you experience that in your relationship?
I absolutely did, in spades. I was called profane names daily. And I started out, you know, when I met him as one person. And when I got out, I was another person.
Right.
I was a person who had lost confidence and self-esteem.
Right.
I can totally relate to what you were saying. And it also, there's an aspect of, you know, what people call gaslighting or crazy making that many abusers do too, as they're putting you down. It starts to make you feel like you're crazy because you're like, no, I'm a great person. Why are you saying these things?
Right, right.
You don't, so you start to feel insane and start to doubt yourself, start to doubt all your decisions.
So it weakens you mentally.
Yes.
It weakens you. And then you start to overanalyze the situation probably. And then you start to actually say, well, maybe this person is true. What they're saying is true. And that's when you probably start to go into that pitfall that we were discussing.
And, you know, all of it may not be conscious that you may be, you know, some of it may be just be getting into your subconscious even that you start to believe it. But I was fortunate enough through God to have enough strength to, like I said earlier, hold on to my job, which was instrumental in me getting out.
So step one, how did, with all the traumatic events that happened to you prior, how were you able to, like, what did you do to actually overcome all the traumatic events in your past and then to work on getting moving forward? Because you had so many things happen to you. One, you reached out and this gentleman helped you. And then you just left. And then from that moment, did you continue therapy? Did you continue self-love or maybe other methods also? How did you get yourself to the point where you were looking in that mirror and you started to really love that person you saw and you felt that strength and you were able to actually reach for the stars and actually get them, feel like you could get them?
Yeah. My story goes on for quite a bit, even after I left that abusive ex where I downward spiraled. in more abusive relationships, getting involved with drug addicts and, you know, the like. And so, unfortunately, I didn't know that I had PTSD for some time after that. But when I finally realized that I did, the number one tip I have is find a really competent therapist. Mm-hmm. I actually do schema therapy, which is a very specific therapy created for trauma, and it helps you with the life traps or schemas that you develop even from childhood or other traumas. And it helps you reparent yourself.
Okay.
And so other things that I do, because I am a certified health and life coach, I take a lot of supplements. Mm-hmm. So I'm not on any pharmaceutical drugs.
That's excellent.
For PTSD-induced anxiety, which I still have to this day. Mm-hmm. I take all supplements. I've researched them thoroughly. I work with naturopathic doctors and other healers. And I have developed a regimen to regulate my cortisol. Because when you're under a lot of stress through trauma and living a stress-filled life, mm-hmm. your adrenal glands take a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
And so you've really got to, you know, beef those up and regulate your cortisol, because otherwise you're not going to be able to sleep at night. And without a good night's sleep, you're not going to be able to heal.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
So that's tip number two, is be sure to take the supplements needed to feed the adrenals and also lower the cortisol throughout the day, so that when you're at bedtime, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to get sleepy and fall asleep all through supplements. It's amazing.
I am a big fan of supplements. Supplements, I've been using supplements for decades, and they have helped me tremendously. So I hear what you're saying. They're very effective, and people don't realize, but a lot of pharmaceutical companies use supplements when they're making medications, because they are like medications. But you have to be really careful, you know, like when you're taking supplements, if you're taking other medications for like cholesterol or for, you know, heart problems or anything like that, you have to just check with your doctor. But yes, supplements could actually help with stress and lots of other things. And I'm glad that you were able to find that cocktail of supplements to help you with your post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, do you have this on your website, all this information?
Absolutely. So, yes, I have all my blog posts that I've written all this information in, posted on my website, arielspring.net.
Excellent. Now, I heard that you have just launched a book.
Yes. Here's my memoir, When Birds Sing, My Journey from Trauma to Triumph.
Oh, that is great. Can you tell us a little about what it's about?
It is about my life's journey, Stacy, how I started out as a baby and child, and, you know, through my teen years all the way to today.
I think that's wonderful. You know, the topics that, you know, we're discussing are so important, because, you know, so many people are in very abusive relationships and they don't say anything. And when I was talking to an officer, we were discussing about this, and he says most of his calls are from home, residential homes, that are people who are in abusive relationships, and there is, you know, fighting, you know, physical fighting and really bad abuse going on in the homes. And, you know, so many people are afraid to speak up. Now, did you ever go to any organizations, or you just reached out to that individual? And that individual, you said you went to a therapist. Now, how did you find that therapist, first of all? Like, did you go to an organization to find that therapist? Did you Google? Like, how did you get that therapist? How were you able to find a good therapist that was able to help you?
Yeah. Well, through the years, I went to many therapists, and, you know, word of mouth, Google. And if you're lucky enough to have insurance, go on your insurance website and look for people in your plan if you have a mental health coverage. And then that way you're only paying a copay. So that can be very helpful. That's how I found my schema therapist.
Oh, excellent. You know, people don't realize, but a lot of insurance companies will pay for therapists. If they feel it is medically necessary for that individual, they will cover the cost of the therapy session. And
yes.
I think that's very important. Now, did you ever reach out to any organizations for post-traumatic stress disorder?
I actually volunteered at the Domestic Awareness Women's Network when
okay.
I was in Seattle. And so I actually was a crisis group support group facilitator, and then started my own support group. I wanted to teach women how to transition from the victim mentality,
mm-hmm.
because I felt that was missing in the crisis group. Obviously, they were dealing with the crisis of, you know, what you
right.
were explaining a few minutes ago. These calls are coming in minute to minute.
Right.
Even now, even though I had my domestic violence in the 80s, it's still going on.
It's still going on. Isn't it crazy? Like you said, minute to minute. That's insanity. But
yeah.
it's so prevalent in our society.
And the continuum can start out with, he slapped me. But what you don't realize is that continuum can go from 0 to 100 the next time. And he can try to kill you.
Yeah, 100%.
And you see women dying at the hands of their abuser almost daily now. It's running rampant. So I did reach out to an agency, and because I was in a place that I had got, you know, already achieved some of my own healing, I was able to give back. And that's also very important once you get out, to give back.
Right. Oh, 100%. I believe in that. Totally. Once I started doing things and I started, because if it wasn't for people reaching out to me, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm sure you feel the same way. And so when you talk about your crisis center that you created for yourself, what is the name once again? So people know the name of it.
Oh, I no longer do that work.
Okay.
Yes.
But now, so people can also, if they reach out to a crisis center, they could be referred. The crisis centers, I'm sure, have referrals, and they can give them other people's names for other different things according to what their needs are too.
Yes. And again, on my website, arielspring.net, if anyone wants to receive personal coaching from me, again, I'm a life coach and a health coach, so I'm looking at all aspects. Plus, I have the DV experience personally,
right,
and I've done it professionally. Just, message me there if you want to work with me.
That's great. You know, so many people really need this help, because so many people are afraid to talk, or they're embarrassed, or they're afraid that if they say something and their spouse or partner finds out, they're going to get hurt. And, you know, it's an endless cycle. And some people get to the point where they feel that they deserve it because, you know, of the abuse and the way they've hypnotized this person's mind. You know, some people don't think they're worthy or anything else, you know, or they're just terrified to leave.
That's why it's really important to find a coach or a therapist that understands the dynamic.
Yes.
That is created within you and why you couldn't leave, so that you're not being shamed at a therapist's office, God forbid,
mm-hmm.
Because you can't leave, because it is something that happens to you, like you described. You know,
so many people should realize that they are people out there that's specialize in these specific topics. And this is, they should really be looking for not a generalized therapist, but a therapist who actually specializes in trauma, in abuse, in post-traumatic stress disorder, so they can actually help them better. So now, if a person lives outside your state, can you still help them?
Absolutely. I work remotely, so it doesn't matter where you live. And also on my website, you'll find the domestic violence hotline, the national hotline number. If you're in a crisis that moment, you can just look up that number and call and talk to someone. So there's all kinds of hotline numbers out there, you know, on my website or Google that women can reach out. It's so important to talk about what you're going through. Don't hold it in. Reach out.
I think those are excellent points. Now, before we close this podcast, if you only had to tell a person a couple of important factors, what would those factors be? What do people need to know that are very important when it comes to traumatic, when it comes to abuse, when it comes to sexual abuse, when it comes to physical abuse, when it comes to post-traumatic stress disorder? If people are going through this, what are important factors that they need to know, such as, you know, trigger points that you think would benefit them?
First of all, I want to say, never give up. You can do it. You can leave. You can recover. You can get out of this. I'm a living example. Trigger points are isolation. You must reach out to a hotline, to my website, anywhere you can, to a friend, a soul sister if you have one, anyone that you trust to let them know what you're going through. You don't want to be alone in this, and you don't have to be, as long as you have the courage to tell someone what you're going through. Trust your gut. If this doesn't feel right, don't let someone talk you into that it's okay, because you know best what you need.
I think that's great. Now, show everybody your book once again and let them know where they can find this book.
This is my book, When Birds Sing, My Journey from Trauma to Triumph, available on Amazon and BalboaPress.com.
Excellent. And tell everybody your website once again, just so they don't forget.
Ariel Spring, that's A-R-I-E-L-L-E, spring.net.
I think, you know, this is such an important topic. I think people are going to benefit so much from you and everything you're doing. I'm very proud of the work you're doing, because this is a topic that so many people are going through, and so many people are so fearful to speak up, and to know that there is somebody out there that went through it like yourself, and you're actually out there to help people. They can reach out to you. They can find you on the internet. They can find you on your website, and they can actually, that's the first step to actually maybe improving their life and changing the rest of their life from a horror story to a fantasy tale. And they could do it by just reaching out to you. And thank you so much for everything you do. I'm very proud of all the work you're doing. You're
thank
a wonderful
you,
person.
Thank you.
And it's
so
been a
good to be with you today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure being with you. And I wish you great success. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Ready to heat up your summer vacation? Get ready, things are about to get sizzling at Chumba Casino. Your summer getting a whole lot hotter with a special daily login bonus waiting just for you. So sign up now for reels of fun and reels of prizes right here at Chumba Casino with yours truly. Join me at ChumbaCasino.com and dive into a summer of social casino fun.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists, are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.